The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley, on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays and Season Greetings, everyone. And Happy Sunday to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today Show. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. It's great to be back with all of you today, the greatest audience in the world. Hey, it's going to be a great 2 weeks with the holidays coming up here. Yesterday we went down the shore, visited my cousin Patty and her family, and we all went down to the old town of Smithville to see their lights down there and do a little bit of shopping. It was a perfect night. We stayed over in Ocean City and back up this morning to do the show. So it's great to be with all of you today. After the show, my family and I are going to be doing some final shopping and some more holiday activities, I'm sure. You know, Santa's coming in a couple of days, and I have a 7-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter. So it's just going to get really exciting around our house right now. This will be my last live show of the year. The next two Sundays, I will have the Best of Real Estate Today shows on as I take some time off for the holidays. So I have a great lineup for the show today. And we're going to take a look back at the real estate market in 2015 and begin to take a look at the market for the next year, 2016. Wow, can you believe it's almost here? So joining me today in studio is Keita Sihapanya. I got that right?
That was perfect.
All right, Keita. Keita's with a company called MetroStudy, and they do a lot of data analysis on the local real estate market. So good morning, Keita, and Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Great. How was your weekend? I guess you're getting some last-minute things done?
Absolutely. Got a 4-year-old daughter running my life, so
I've
been chasing her around, but yeah, getting a lot of stuff done as well.
Sure. Hey, also joining me today is Stan Reinford with Mortgage Network. Stan's going to be talking about and sharing his insights into the mortgage market for this past year and also the coming year. And then Jessica Louts with the National Association of Realtors will be sharing her the findings of the 2015 Home Buyer and Seller Generational Trend Study. So as you can see, we have a jam-packed program today, so be sure to stay tuned. So we have Santa Claus coming on Friday, and our family just can't wait for him to come there. It's going to be an exciting day. And then we begin to get ready for the 53rd annual Rosso Family New Year's Eve Pizza Party. Akita, you know, my parents started it back in New Year's Eve, 1962, so a long time ago. You know, and they used to make their own dough back then. I don't know how they did it, but anyway, they started the dough. They put it on the old radiators in our Philadelphia little row home, and that would help the dough to rise. And, you know, we all had our own little pizza pie, and it was a small fare, although, you know, I'm one of nine children, so it wasn't too small. We had some neighbors over also. And then about 20 years ago, you know, I started taking over the pizza party, and, you know, we'll have about 100 family and friends over our house throughout the night. You know, some people come, just stop by, say hello, and have some pizza, and, you know, I'll make about 25 pizzas. So I buy the dough now. I'm not crazy enough to make my own dough, as you can imagine, Keita. You know, it's a lot of work there, but I use the old family recipe for the sauce, and you know, we just have a fun, relaxing evening to ring in the new year. So, we're all always looking for that. And how about those Eagles? You follow the Eagles at all, Keita?
Yeah, the Eagles. Wow,
two weeks in a row.
Wow, yeah, impressive.
I know. Another nail biter with Buffalo. What do you think, Tony? Good game. All right, and so two in a row. Is it the real thing, Tony, or what? Yeah. He says the real thing. All right. Tony's our producer here on the show. Tonight we got Arizona. I think it's 8:30 start. What do you think, Tony? Are they going to win? All right, Keita?
Yeah, they're definitely
three in a row?
Yep, three in a row.
All right, excellent. So you heard it first here on the Real Estate Today show. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback I received in last week's show. Is Rob Caldwell. Rob is the president of Rentwell, and he shared his insights on how to manage your property manager. So if you missed the show, go on to our podcast of the show on our website, retodayshow.com. That's retodayshow.com. Hey, if you're thinking of selling your home or buying a home early next year, be sure to give me a call now. so we can do a lot of the prep work so that you'll be in a position to take advantage of the real estate market early next year. So give me a call. You can reach me on my cell phone or text me at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. We can set up a free no-obligation consultation to give you, to get you started on the whole process there. Hey, I'd love to hear from you during the show today. There are several ways you can join the conversation. You can text me again on my mobile phone or give me a call on my mobile phone at 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. If you want to email me, my email address is paul@paulrosso.com. That's paul@paulrosso.com. Hey, if you're on Twitter, follow us on Twitter, RE Today Show. If you're on Facebook, RE Today Show. So, all right, then, once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. So let's get the show started. Hey, I want to bring in our first guest here as we look at the real estate market in 2015 and take a peek into 2016. So giving us a little evaluation of the real estate – of the mortgage market for 2015 and outlook for 2016 is Stan Reinford with Mortgage Network. Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stan, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you also, Paul.
Thank you very much. Hey, you all ready for the holidays there, Stan?
Almost. And you?
We're getting there, man. We're just enjoying ourselves now. You know, my wife takes care of all the shopping for the kids, and, I get off pretty easy with that. But, we're doing a lot of activities. We were just down the shore last night to a little town called Smithville outside of Ocean City, Atlantic City. And they had a great light show and little shops there, kind of like Peddler's Village up in Bucks County. So we had a good time there. And, Santa Claus comes on Friday. So, the kids are all excited about that. So, Stan, can you give us a brief overview of the mortgage market for 2015?
Yeah, so the mortgage market for 2015 has been very good. Rates have kind of stayed where they were all year long, although there's been a little bit of a roller coaster. They've kind of gone up and down a little bit during the year.
But they're still so low. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It's incredible. Yeah, definitely both conventional and government right now are just under the 4% mark, right, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, definitely. And I forgot to mention, Stan, we have Kita Sihapanya. He's with Market Study. I'm sorry.
Metro Study.
Lost my train of thought there, Stan. So he may be chiming in also. It's a few questions. He's joining me here in studio. They do a lot of study of the real estate market and new construction in the Philadelphia region there. So just want to introduce him to you also. So, Stan, what do you see as the outlook for interest rates for 2016? I know you have a crystal ball there, Stan.
let me pull that one out, and yeah, I'm not sure if it's working correctly or not. But obviously, the Fed started their two-day meeting today, and they're going to be giving us the answer tomorrow, supposedly an emphatic answer as to whether or not they're going to be raising interest rates. The general consensus is that they will be, but they kind of did it where they're basically saying that they're going to do it anywhere between 0.25%, which is very odd, so you don't even know if they are going to or not.
Right.
But again, that's the short-term rates, which generally do not affect long-term, but what's already happening out there is the long-term rates, which are mortgage rates, and the short-term, which is basically the overnight for banks lend to each other. The long-term, basically that's just like stocks that can move up and down, and it basically is based off the economy and so forth. So going into next year, it's hard to tell where they're going to be. I mean, we've got fantastic weather right now going into the wintertime, which is good for employment, good for, building, good for all these things, and good for clients to get out and look at homes. So far, it's been really good. And what I can see going into the future is into early next year, that's going to be pretty good.
All right. Terrific. And the big thing in the mortgage market this year is the TRID. You know, you've been on a couple times talking about that. And so that's, I guess, the biggest thing that's different this year. Is that what you're seeing, too?
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's our biggest change this year. I mean, obviously, all it is the way that we're doing the closing now and what the forms are called. I mean, obviously, we don't have a good faith estimate anymore. We have a loan estimate, which in my estimation is, I love the loan estimate now. It's a little bit longer, but it's more concise, and it gives exact information where the good faith estimate before did not give exact information. And then we have the HUD, or the old HUD 1 or settlement statement is now known as the closing disclosure. A little bit longer, a little bit more complicated, but the closing disclosure now only shows the buyer's side. The seller and buyer are separated. So there are some unintended consequences where we don't have everything on one, so the title companies have to do a little bit more work, and it's taking a little bit longer. All in all, we haven't missed any closings because of this, so we've been ahead of the curve, and we instituted up front where we wanted a 10-day clear to close, which we're just about there. But even if we have, you know, a 7 or an 8 day, we're still going pretty good.
Okay, terrific. And Stan, you know, if you could give us our audience, you know, if they're interested in buying a house next year, what's like one or two things that they should you know, start thinking about right now if they're looking to buy a home in 2016 from your point of view?
Yep. So the mortgage process is a journey. So my suggestion is first meet with, you know, a really good realtor like yourself that's going to coach them through that part of the buying process. But most of all, meet with a lender to get pre-qualified so that they can find out their options up front, because there could be multiple programs for them, but then again, there might only be one. Then they can talk about the differences that an interest rate, you know, increase or decrease may play in their qualifying, as well as property taxes, closing costs, and also, you know, if they can get any help from a seller or need help from a seller.
Okay.
And then most of all, don't open any new accounts, credit accounts, especially here at the holidays.
Right.
Don't apply for any new credit. And don't go out and make any big purchases right away.
All right, terrific. So, Stan, I want to thank you so much for coming on. Give us a quick update on the mortgage market for 2015 and outlook for 2016. Now, Stan, if someone wants to reach out to you, talk to you about getting pre-approved for a mortgage, how can they reach out to you?
Sure. The two ways, they can actually call me directly on my cell phone.
Okay.
That number is 610-217-5241.
All right.
And then they can also get me on my website, which is www.stanreinford.com.
All right, excellent. So, Stan, thanks again for joining us today. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, and to you and your family also.
Thank you very much. So we'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Coming up, Jessica Louts with the National Association of Realtors. We'll be talking about the 2015 generational trend study. So we'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So stay tuned.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home. So grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaul, R-O-S-S-O.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332 so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And if you're going to be buying a home next year, I can help you do that. You know, I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to find you the perfect home, negotiate the best price and terms for you, and to save you thousands of dollars in unnecessary repairs and costly mistakes. So give me a call, 215-778-9687, to get things started. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. I hope you're enjoying the show on this Super Sunday morning. Be sure to join us on Facebook at RE Today Show. Hey, we have, let's get on Jessica Louts. Earlier this year, the National Association of Realtors research team put together a 2015 home buyer and seller generational studies trend. And, here to talk about the study is Jessica Louts. Jessica is the National Association of Realtors managing director of survey research and communications. Good morning, Jessica. Thank you for joining us on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso to talk about this fascinating study.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Good. Very much so. And we have Kita C. Hapanya. He's with a company called Metro Study. They do a lot of data research in the Philadelphia area, and he's going to be joining us after you to talk about the local market and resale and new construction. So, I told Kita, feel free to chime in if he has any questions for you also. So, Jessica, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with the National Association of Realtors?
Sure. So I'm in the research department here at NAR.
Okay.
And we've been doing a number of surveys, but one of them that we've been doing for the last few years is actually looking at a generational dive on our annual profile of home buyers and sellers.
Okay.
So it's been a pretty exciting project to watch develop, especially as millennials are hitting that home buying age.
Sure, definitely. So, why do you put the study together and how's the study conducted?
So one of the reasons we actually put this together, this has been the third iteration of this report, and we'll be doing the fourth one released in March of 2016. And we started doing this really because we knew that Gen Y was on the cusp, but we knew that baby boomers were hitting retirement.
Right.
And we knew that both of these aspects would be changing the home buying market and the home selling market, and we wanted to know how that was actually happening. And we have this data. We take this data from our profile of home buyers and sellers that we've been doing annually since 1981, but no one had really taken this generational take on it. And part of it, I think, is because Gen Y is this massive generation, the largest one we have. And so anything they do a little bit of, everyone wants to know what they're doing.
Right. Definitely. So why don't we start off with taking a look at the millennials, also known, some people think of, say it's Gen Y. They're people that were born that between like 1980 to 1995. What's your study come up with about this group of buyers and sellers?
So they have this stigma attached to them that they're going to be this renter generation in the market, and they're never going to want to settle down. They'll never want to have a family, or they're going to delay it so late in life. But we've actually found for the second consecutive year that Gen Yers are actually the largest generation of home buyers. So 32% of our recent home buyers were actually Gen Yers millennials, and I use that term interchangeably.
Sure.
And the median age of that group was actually 29 out there in the home buying market.
Oh, wow. Okay. And would, I guess some of them would be sellers also, you know, they bought early.
There are some of the sellers out there in the market are actually Gen Yers, not as many of them, and not to be too surprised by that. When we get to the southern market, we're really looking at more of the Gen Xers and then the baby boomers. And the Gen Xers, of course, perhaps moving on to their second home after having children.
Right. So Gen X, people born between like 1965 and 1979, what has your study come up with as far as they're concerned?
So they're typically 27% of the home selling market, which is a pretty hefty amount. And they're typically 41 years old, so they typically do have. And their number one concern when they're actually purchasing a home in the market today is actually proximity to schools and distance to schools and wanting to have a good quality school district that they're moving closer to.
Right. And that kind of makes sense because they're, you know, a lot of them are moving up to their second home and, you know, they have children now. Yeah. And the schools are a big factor there.
Absolutely. And then we're actually seeing that they're purchasing at one of the higher purchase prices along with our younger boomers. So they're actually able to actually really target on where they want to be, but also a good quality neighborhood for them and their family.
Okay. Excellent. And then we go into younger boomers. And, people are born between 55 and 1964, and I'm one of those. So what am I doing?
Well, I hope that you're not like more than one-fifth of the younger boomers that we surveyed who are recent home buyers in the market. They are absolutely the sandwich generation. So our younger boomers often will have a multi-generational household where they're going to have their aging parents living with them, their children who are under the age of 18, and their children over the age of 18.
Right.
And everyone wants a separate living space within that home, really talking about having the importance of a dual master, but also having a bedroom on the main living quarters so that their aging parents can come and visit them or stay with them for an extended period of time. So we're really seeing that our younger boomers are pretty crunched right now.
Yeah.
Many of them are having this multi-generational living, but they're also still a married couple and a married couple household as well. So quite a few people living there.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things that surprised me, you know, with the things that you were just saying about multi-generational, it seems like a lot of the, townships set zoning restrictions on having multi-generational families in a lot of neighborhoods. You know, it's it's kind of surprising because, a lot of people want to add on and build like an in-law suite.
Right.
And, they struggle getting it approved.
Yeah, and I mean, there's been a lot of articles recently about granny sheds and putting, I guess, your grandma in the backyard. I'm not entirely sure that that's the most optimal location for her, but it does seem to be a popular approach. I will say that the younger boomers are buying a home, but this is on a national scale, so this won't be probably in large metropolitan areas. But on a national scale, they're buying a home that's about 1,900 square feet, so a pretty large home to be able to fit all these people in there.
Yeah, definitely. So we move on. Then to the older boomers, born between 46 and 54.
Mm-hmm. And so they're starting to hit retirement, 60 to 68. They're often moving a longer distance than perhaps our younger boomers are.
Okay.
So perhaps actually moving down to that Florida region. They are downsizing at this point in their life. And they're caring less about commuting distance and more about actually quality of life reasons, so convenience to friends and family, design of the neighborhood, really thinking about a nice location for them. Also convenience to health facilities because perhaps they need to go check in a little more often than they used to.
Yeah. Now, are you seeing an increase of people, moving further distance? Because, And I know, like, you know, that's the ideal for a lot of people, but after a while, it seems like people want to come back to where their family, you know, where their children and grandchildren are. Are you seeing that in your study at all?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So we do see that our older boomers are moving the longest distance, but one of the things that we are seeing is that a lot of people are staying put, or they're moving within the same actual state or location, regional, staying within that same area. And part of it is they do want to be close to friends and family, so they want to be able to still host Thanksgiving with all their children and grandchildren around.
Yeah, definitely.
We do see that 48% of our older boomers are buying in a suburban location still, so not completely going to a rural location.
Okay.
And we do see that some of them are buying in an urban setting as well, about 12% of them. So there's been a lot of storylines, too, about the all of the older boomers moving into retirement condos. And some of that is true, but not all of them.
Okay. It seems like college towns are a big thing as, you know, for retirement areas, too, because a lot of culture around the area.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's important. I think that they're probably not going to get rid of their car, though.
Right.
So maybe a walkable community, but at the end of the day, they probably still want to be able to drive to the car and get their groceries.
Definitely. So moving on to our last generation, you have it down as the silent generation, born between 1925 and 1945.
Mm-hmm.
And what have your study come up with that? Group.
Yeah, so they're 69 to 89 in this report, and they really are in full retirement mode. So they're really thinking about being close to friends and family, being close to shopping areas, having convenience to health facilities, being on the top three of their list when they're actually thinking about neighborhood choice. And they're buying a lower price point home. So they're actually buying a home that's very similar to what we see in our millennial generation, about $190,000 on a national basis.
Okay.
And we're actually seeing that they're buying condos at a higher rate than our other generations. So perhaps not our baby boomers diving right in, but when you get to the silent generation, perhaps embracing that single floor living, not needing to deal with stairs at that point.
Yeah, in our area, I guess land prices are so high, but, you know, I'm surprised that builders haven't really picked up more on, like, ranchers. You know, you see them in, like, over 55 communities, but you don't see a lot of new construction. I guess that's one of the things I'll talk to Keita about too. You know, it doesn't. I thought by now, with so many baby boomers, that more builders would have picked up on rancher style homes. You know, one floor living.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And we do see that our older generations are buying new homes at higher rates than our younger generation. And some of that has to deal with price point.
Sure.
They do want to embrace something where they don't have to deal with renovations or problems with electricity and plumbing, and they can just move right in.
Right.
And they do want those amenities as well in their new home.
Okay. Terrific. And Jessica, any final thoughts on the overall findings of the study that you want to share with our audience?
One of the things that I would say is we didn't really touch on this, but I would say that if you're an actual realtor out there in the market, or if you're a home buyer, really when you start that transaction with your agent, making sure that the communication that you would like to see is the same way that your agent is able to bring that communication to you. So whether it's texting or you prefer email or actually a phone call, just making sure that you reach out to those communications, because one of the big things that we're seeing is really a change in that among our home buyers, especially our younger buyers in the market.
Definitely. I mean, I have my first buyer that, you know, almost all my communication is with text. And, you know, I feel so funny. You know, I reach out, you know, I've reached out once or twice by phone, but, you know, I usually don't get a call back. And so, you know, everything's by text. And so I'm just like going with the flow right now with it. You know, I'm just
absolutely.
I'm just, you know, something I'm not used to. I do a lot, you know, where maybe 50-50 is text, but, you know, this is like the first one. It's almost 100% text, and I guess I'm just going to have to get used to that for sure.
Yeah, I think the younger generation, they're really happy on their mobile devices. So
definitely.
I'm sure they're probably texting you listings that they would like to see, but really embracing your role as well.
Yeah, definitely. So, well, Jessica, I want to thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on the home buyer and seller generational trend study for 2015. You know, how can our audience find information on this study? Just go to realtor.org is the best way?
Yep, realtor.org under reports and statistics. We have generational trends, and we have several infographics and moving infographics as well on this report.
Okay, excellent. So, Jessica, once again, thank you so much for coming on. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to have Kita Sihapanya talk with Metro Study, talking to us about the resale and new construction market in the Philadelphia region. So stay tuned for a lot more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation, and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to join us on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website, retodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have a question or a comment, is 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. You can check us out on Twitter at RE Today Show. So we're going to continue our discussion about the real estate market in 2015 and some outlook on 2016. So joining me again in studio here today is Kita Sihapanya with Metro Study. And Kita is going to share with us some information about the local real estate market on the resale end and also his specialty, which is new construction. So, Kita, welcome back on the show here. And, Kita, if you can let our audience know a little bit about yourself and about your company, Metro Study.
Sure, Paul. Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
First, I'm impressed. You said my full name four or five times throughout this whole show, and you said it right
each time. I'm working on it.
I'm impressed.
I'm saying it slow, but I'm working on it, making sure I pronounce it right.
It's good.
Thank you.
So my background has always been in data and collection of data for real estate, whether it's commercial real estate,
okay,
banking, financials, and now is residential real estate. So at Metro Study, we provide banks, builders, developers, with the leading technology in regards to getting data to them in regards to the housing market. So we collect primary data as well as secondary data to help them make informed decisions in the housing market. So that's kind of where we go, and that's kind of our forte in regards to what we provide.
So what kind of data would a builder need?
Like they would look
or a
for
bank need.
Like competitive analysis in regards to how many homes are being started in the community.
Okay.
Or they might want to see in a macro view to see if this is a market they want to enter into.
All right.
You know, to take a look at pricing, pace, look at, you know, what the inventory levels are there. So that they'll look at it that way. And banks will look at it for a lot of different reasons for, you know, AD and C lending. Or they'll look at it to look to see if they want to invest in a specific company or not. So.
Okay, so like a builder, if they're looking to possibly buy a piece of ground, may come in, and if they're not as familiar with the area, may come, you know, take a look at your study and see what, you know, what kind of price range they could get if they build on that land.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something like that.
Yeah, we definitely work with builders hand in hand. The way we work is a membership process, so they buy into our data. We basically partner with them to help them understand what's going on with our data, as well as just kind of be a consulting arm for them as well.
Okay, great. So let's take a look at the resale market in the Philadelphia region. You know, Philadelphia suburbs, South Jersey, Delaware. You know, how did you see the market for 2015 on the resale end? Let's talk about the resale end first.
Yeah, the resale end was strong. It was strong in the earlier in 15. The summer was really strong as well, and it kind of hit a little lull in October and November.
Yeah, I saw that
obviously,
too.
Obviously, you know, with the holidays and all, but it took a little bit more of a hit than I expected. But, you know, overall, 15 seems to be a really strong year. Just
I agree.
The tail end kind of slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, and, you know, I had I was expecting a slowdown in July and August, and it was probably my two busiest months this year. So it seemed like, your data shows the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And so are there any counties in the region that you saw that did really well real estate-wise in 2015?
Yeah, the general five-county Philadelphia metro did pretty strong. You got Philadelphia, you got Montgomery County, Chester, Delaware, and Bucks. They were all strong. Specifically, Montgomery and Bucks were really strong in the resale side. And obviously, Philadelphia has some neighborhoods that are really picking up, like Northern Liberties and Fishtown are gaining some steam.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of guests on this year. You know, talking about the redevelopment in Philadelphia, and it's just amazing some of the prices that they're getting for these places.
Right.
I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, we had a builder on Callahan and Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Nino and Marcus were on with us, and I struggled with their last names, so we'll call them Nino and Marcus. Anyway, you know, they had been on the program twice this year, you know, talking about the you know, building new homes and developing homes in Fishtown, Northern Liberties, and some of the other areas that they're going into now. And it's just amazing some of the prices
and
that
what's
they're getting.
It's interesting as well is even South Philadelphia is starting to gain some steam as well. Like before, anything south of Washington Avenue was kind of like the dead zone. But now, like, people are looking to invest in those pockets.
Yeah.
So there, the old Mount Sinai is going through some redevelopments, and there's a lot of stuff going on around that area. So it's really exciting to see.
Yeah. Now, any counties that are struggling in the region real estate-wise?
Well, Chester County is such a big county, but there are parts of Chester that are a little bit lackadaisical in regards to activity, and some builders and some folks don't want to buy, you know, the different connotations in there. But really, overall, the market's fairly healthy. But really, if there is one county, you know, it might be, you know, a pocket of Chester and maybe a pocket of Montgomery, but mostly in the MSA, it's pretty strong overall.
Okay. Now, what about South Jersey and Delaware? What are you seeing there?
Yeah, South Jersey, you know, has its own challenges, as you know, with foreclosures being so high and high property taxes. Those type of things are kind of holding that market back. But the interesting thing with South Jersey is that the past two quarters have seen continued growth in terms of activity.
Okay.
But still, not overall, you're not going to see anything in the high levels where you're like, wow, this is a great market. But, you know, you're seeing there are some challenges, but they are getting some headwinds. So.
Okay.
And Delaware has been one of our strongest markets that I cover. More or less down southern parts of Delaware, but Newcastle is the strongest market in regards to the MSA that we cover with volume of starts and closings. So Delaware is strong.
Okay, great. And for our audience, MSA means?
The Metropolitan Statistical Area. So that includes Philadelphia, Montgomery, Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Camden, Gloucester, and Salem County in Burlington County, New Jersey.
Okay.
And Newcastle County in Delaware. So that's the MSA.
All right. Excellent. So, you know, a big factor in evaluating the real estate market each year is days on the market. You know, on the resale end, are you seeing homes taking longer or shorter to sell in throughout 2015?
It's taking shorter. And really, these prime submarkets or prime areas in these really great school districts, they're moving a lot faster. The average is about 6 to 7 days on market in November, which is down about 4 days this time last year. So it's pretty strong. It's moving faster. And in some areas, about 25 days in really good areas.
Yeah, I'm seeing, majority of my homes, probably 90%, sold within a 25-day period this year. For sure there. And what about foreclosures? Is that still a big part of the local market?
The good news is foreclosures has been less of the market. Year over year, foreclosures dropped off 37.7%.
Wow.
And then for the month, it dropped off 11.9%.
Okay.
But obviously with, our judicial system here in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, it takes some time for them to run through the course. But these numbers continue to be less of the market share. So it's good to see.
Yeah, because, it's less foreclosures, the less push down of the market prices.
Yep.
You're going to come. Our neighborhood, I'm in Bucks County, and our neighborhood got really hammered because of some of the short sales. And there's another one there now. Mm-hmm. Our neighborhood just, went short sale.
Yeah.
And, they killed our prices. And, we're still struggling to recover from there.
The good news is it's definitely less of the market between foreclosures and banks selling off those properties. So.
Yeah. We thought we were done with it, and all of a sudden one more pops up, So what do you see for the resale market for 2016?
I just see continued growth. I think the momentum here is good. You're seeing nice job growth here. Nothing really amazing, but it's enough to kind of keep things going. I think 2016 will continue growth. I wouldn't say it's going to knock it out of the park, but this market's never been that way. It's always kind of been a small ebb and flow, like a mini roller coaster. So, but we're ticking up, so it's good.
Okay, terrific. So we're going to take a quick break, Keita, and when we come back, I want to start talking about the 2016 new construction market and an outlook on 2016, how you see things heading up. So we'll be right back with more with Keita Sihapanya with Metro Study on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Why the long face, Joe?
I'm supposed to move soon, but I just can't seem to sell my house. I've been on the market for over 10 months, and my agent hasn't called me back in weeks. I don't know what to do.
Call Paul.
What?
Call Paul. I had the same problem until I called Paul Rosso of RE/MAX Properties. When I called Paul, I had buyers lining up to see my home, and because they were all competing for the home, I was able to sell my home for more than my asking price.
More?
That's right, more. Paul Rosso has sold hundreds of homes in the greater Philadelphia region over the last 25 years. As a certified home selling advisor and certified negotiation expert, Paul's developed a proven home selling system that is designed to sell your home for top dollar quickly. He offers an easy exit contract and a communication guarantee.
Wow! Tell me how to call Paul.
Just dial 215-968-7402.
215-968-7402. Got it.
You can also visit Paul on the web at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. Paul Rosso is your trusted real estate advisor if you want to sell your home for top dollar fast.
I'm calling Paul right now.
Hi, this is Manny and Jessica, and we just wanted to let you guys know how much a fantastic agent Paul Rosso is. He helped us buy our first house many, many years ago, and he just helped us buy our second house. We used to live in Philly, and we were looking for something bigger for our two children and also a better school district. And Paul was very professional and punctual, I would say, was very knowledgeable about our options and where to look and what to do. We were very very happy with his service and his patience with us. He was always there to help us through with any questions and, you know, areas and suggestions. And I would definitely recommend Paul to anyone looking to buy a house or to sell a house.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAN.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, if you're looking to sell your home in 2016, I want to let you know that I can help you. You know, I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more money than traditional real estate agents. So give me a call, 215-778-9687, and we can further discuss your plans so I can help you with getting your home sold next year. Hey, our call number is 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you're on Facebook again, like our Facebook page, RE Today Show. And you can always listen to the show on our smartphone or a tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. So we'll continue our discussion with Keita Sihapinya with Metro Study. And Metro Study does data research in the area for resale, and their specialty is new construction. So right now we're going to talk about with Keita the new construction market. So, Keita, how has the new construction market performed in 2015 as you see it?
New construction has performed actually a little more than I expected. I thought there would be, you know, some slight slowdowns at certain parts, but the momentum has really picked up in new construction. But the only problem is, the main theme is the lack of availability of these lots in these prime areas.
Yeah.
So availability of that inventory is what's holding the market back, as well as obviously the millennials and the first-time buyers entering the market. So, but overall, the market's been pretty strong for new home construction.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the concerns I always have with the millennials is their college debt. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them working part-time jobs versus full-time jobs. And I think, until that seems to change over, it's going to be a struggle, I'm sure, for resale and for new construction. Because, you know, a lot of this new construction is on the move-up end, I would imagine, mm-hmm. right? And in order to do that, you got to sell the first home kind
yeah,
of thing.
In a lot of ways, new home construction, the builders have to really cheer on the resale side, because the move-ups are who they're marketing to at this point, because there's not a lot of product out there for that first-time buyer anyhow.
Yeah, definitely. And have you seen any trends this year that's different from maybe the last couple of years?
There's an interesting trend that I've been seeing for the past few quarters is that anything that's a new community opens up and sells a lot faster and absorbs a lot faster than old communities.
Okay.
For instance, there'd be a new community that opened up this past quarter versus something that's been on the market for 3 years.
Right.
And there's some connotation. It doesn't matter if the amenities are the same or they're right across the street, but that one across the street that's newer sells about 85% faster than that older one.
And when you say older one, you mean
an older new construction community.
New construction community.
Exactly.
It's been, you know, the builder only does a certain amount of properties mm-hmm. a year, so it may take a 3 to 5 year to complete that project.
Exactly.
The newer ones. Everyone wants new, don't they?
Yeah, new's in, right?
Yeah, definitely. So are you seeing some counties having more new construction than others right now?
Yeah, it seems to be the
up-and-coming counties.
Yeah, it's the same counties that we talked about earlier in resale.
Okay.
You know, in Montgomery County, right around where I live, there's like four new communities right around. I could basically run to them. So, you know, you have that. You have Montgomery County, you have Bucks, you have Chester, and then Newcastle County and Delaware is strong for new construction.
Okay.
So those are gaining some good ground.
Yeah. And what do you see, one of the things I mentioned to Jessica as far as I'm surprised builders don't do more one-story homes. I guess because the ground's so costly, it's hard to make it worth.
Yeah, and that's also the reason why they can't build for the entry levels, is because the crown does cost too much for them to build for homes for that specific price range for a rancher, for instance. So they have to go ahead and build a bigger home to get that price that they need to meet their numbers that they need.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the problem, and that's kind of the problem we're going to be seeing for a little while with that.
Yeah, I mean, I have a number of customers that want to retire in a ranch or home, downsize to a ranch or home, and, it takes some years to find one because, they have visions of new and, they don't seem to want to accept the fact that, the builders aren't building new. They're going to have to buy ground and build it themselves or, get a home that's older, but maybe the seller has, rehabbed the home.
And that's the main reason why you see some strength in the Delaware markets is most of them are selling their homes here in Philadelphia market or in South Jersey and moving to Delaware. More bang for your buck,
right.
And you can definitely get, that ranch that you want there.
Yeah, definitely. And what are your predictions for the 2016 construction market?
Being conservative in regards to my numbers, You always hear people always like blow up numbers and they're never right. So I'm really conservative. I expect 15 to end, about 5% in regards to home starts.
Okay.
And then 16 will probably be about the same, about 5% starts. Again, the main thing would be that first time buyer entering the market to kind of fuel the entire housing market. That's the last domino to fall. Once that domino falls, things will kind of fuel further.
Okay.
I don't see that happening until about 17, 18.
Okay. And why do you think that's the case?
Obviously, number one, that group that wants to buy that first home, we talked about earlier, they're basically strapped with debt.
Right.
Jobs that don't pay enough for them to actually buy a home. And I think the biggest thing is education. Education, by that is basically there are different programs out there for them to take advantage of. They don't know about it because it's not being marketed out there. Maybe there's like a 2% down or maybe your credit's not that great. But there's different programs out there that you can go ahead and find. But they are there. There is those programs, but they don't know about it.
Right. And one of the things I brought on some different mortgage lenders or community groups that have low financing loans available, and one of my goals in 2016 is to have one somebody from like each county locally to share with the audience what's available for them to get started on buying a new home. I think that's an important piece, but because yes, exactly, I don't think the buyers know. I think a lot of them think they need a lot of money for down payment and closing, and a lot of them don't. I have one now that my seller, we sold the house to a young couple, and they're getting almost all their money through grants, and they're getting some money back from the lender. They're getting some money from the seller, so they have very little of their own money into it. So they're buying a nice house to start out with, and they didn't need a lot of money to do it. You got to have the income, but a lot of people have the income, just not some good savings there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. So, Keith, I really appreciate your coming on today and sharing with us your insights on the resale and new construction market locally. If someone wants to reach out to you or, how can they do that? Where can they go online to reach you also?
Yeah, they can go to metrostudy.com.
Okay.
Or they can reach me by email. But you probably want to go to metrostudy.com. My email is my first initial last name at metrostudy.com. So it's pretty long. But if you go to the website, you can go to any market. We cover a huge footprint in the national market. So go ahead and you can find your market you need, and then you can find the contacts there.
Okay, terrific. So thanks again, Keita, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you. Thank you, Paul.
Okay, thank you very much. So as we wrap up another great show for all of you, I hope you enjoyed the show today. I want to thank my guest again today, Stan Reinford, who was on talking about the mortgage market. Stan is with Mortgage Network. Jessica Louts with the National Association of Realtors talking about the 2015 Generational Trend Study. And, of course, Keita, who's with me today with Metro Study. He's joining me in studio today. So thanks again, Keita. Hey, I want to take a moment and just say thank you to all of you for tuning into the show each week throughout 2015. I'm blessed that all of you take the time to listen to the show and send me your feedback and your questions. You truly are the best audience in the world. I wish all of you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, and season greetings at this special time of the year. Also, I want to wish all of you a Happy New Year. May you have a year blessed with good health, love, friendship, family, success, and blessings. Happy New Year also. Yeah, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, I'll be off the next 2 weeks, so we'll have on the Best of Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso for the next two Sundays, and I'll be back live again on January 10th to kick off another year of great real estate shows. So I look forward to kicking off the new year with all of you. I want to thank my producer again, Tony, for another great show. Go Eagles. I hope everyone enjoys the remainder of the Sunday. Be sure to like our Facebook page, again, RE Today Show, and on Twitter, RE Today Show. Once again, my name is Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. I help buyers, sellers, and investors in the Bucks County, Philadelphia, and Montgomery County areas. Let me know if I can help you in any way. You can always reach me at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you're outside these areas, I can refer you to a great agent in my top agent referral network. And if I refer you to an agent, I stay involved to ensure that you're getting the best possible service. Hey, any questions during the holidays on real estate, or if you want a free consultation, give me a call, 215-778-9687. Again, 215-778-9687. Hey, I appreciate you spreading the word about the show and our new time at 11 o'clock on Sundays. I really like our new time here. Check out all our past shows on our website. RETodayShow.com. Once again, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year. Have an enjoyable week. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and have a great week.